Hello, it's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. Matt here, Local Splash. How you doing?
Matt, what's up, man? Sorry about that. I do have time right now, though.
Hey, you know, it's all about the timing, right? So, I know we've been trying to connect and what have you, and I know we briefly talked about the paper leaves past. And
so we need to set it up, and it takes a month or two to set up. And then I can turn it off and turn it on.
It does take a time because Google has to do this advanced verification thing on you, right?
Yeah.
They're going to run a background check on you and make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. Going to make sure you have, obviously, the liability insurance. But once we get you approved with all it, then you're going to start showing at the very tippy top of Google when you turn it on.
And I can turn it off and on without any problems.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So if
no
like
problem.
I want to add some jobs, flip it on and get what we get.
Yeah.
I mean that it's kind of expensive. Leads are pretty expensive, but I mean it's not the end of the world. Okay, so how do we get the ball rolling?
Okay. So there are obviously costs to getting it going, right? We got to pay for your background check. We got to take care of that, right?
Sure.
So that is a one-time $250, right, to get that going. Once we get that approved. Right. Let's fast forward 2 months later. Okay. You're going to have to prepay for 13 leads up front. Okay. It's like a prepaid account. Remember, we kind of broke that down. Right. And do you remember like how much the cost per leads are and all
like
that?
$86 or something.
Yeah. Let me go pull it back up. But yeah, it's not, cool thing about it though is, you only pay for the leads you want. So it's not a pay-per-call. It's a pay-per, like, actual qualified lead. So when it comes down to it, so, like, you know, they'll call you up. You'll start talking to them. And then if you actually want the lead, then you pay for it. Okay.
And how does that get tracked? How do they do that?
Well, they listen to it with an AI robot. So
it's not our phone number.
The only time, what?
So it's not our phone number.
What do you mean it's not? Well, So when they click call at the top, right, it routes to your number, but that call is listened to by Google with an AI robot.
Yeah, but the number that they're dialing isn't my number.
Well. They really don't see a number half the time, right? So they mainly just click call, and then that rings up the business. Does that make sense? So, but yeah, I mean, they're going to use a tracking phone number for your company. Yeah, so they're not going to be using, like, your actual phone number, right? Because Google needs to make sure that, you know, they're making money too, right? So, but the cool thing is, you know, you only pay for a lead, like, if you absolutely want it. So the only two times that Google charges you for that call is if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet that person. Okay?
Okay.
So the nice thing is, obviously, you're going to talk to that person. You're going to, you know, discuss things with them. And then if it does make sense, right, you know, through the course of that call, then obviously, you know, you're going to pay for the lead. But if it doesn't make sense, like, through the, you know, conversation, you're like, I don't really like this one, then you don't pay for the lead. So that's the great thing, Taylor, about the pay-per-lead program is it's not like you're paying for a call that you don't want or you're paying for something that doesn't make sense, right? You're only going to pay for actually, like, leads that make sense to pay for. And the cool thing is Google doesn't share that lead with other companies either.
This is the local services ads. Is that what this is?
Correct.
Called? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was just doing Google research here. So if I like did garage,
and it's $68 for the qualified lead.
$68. Okay. And then it pops up on
$68. Mm-hmm.
And does it only pop up on mobile, or how does that work?
What do you mean does it pop up only on mobile? So anytime somebody types out like garage door company, garage door repair or anything like that, you're going to show up at the very tippy top of Google, right? And
Okay, here we go.
For whatever areas we target. That's the cool thing. If we want to go further out of Dayton, then we're gonna target all the major cities, and like we're gonna sit down with you and we're gonna choose all the cities that we want to show up under.
Yep, and I see it. Okay, and so this is the.
So it helps you expand your footprint, but it's gonna take like 2.5 months because you're a garage door company. They do a lot more of a like check on you guys. So like you guys and locksmith companies. They take a little bit more time to approve you for it just because you guys have access to the house and, you know, they really do like a deep dive. So so it's going to take about 2.5 months. It could take 3 months, but, you know, as long as you work with us and you like when the background check comes through, right, your email, because we use either Evident ID or Pinkerton. You know, you like, you fill out that form as quickly as possible. We just don't want it to delay itself.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth the, I mean, I can see other people doing it. Seems like a bunch of people are on it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I got a lot of clients on it, and this is going to really scale your business to that next level, like really help you when you need those extra leads, you know, especially like taking you, like when you, like, because you, like I said, you can turn it on and off. But when it does come time and, it, like, we do get you moving and, like, you get approved, you're going to have to prepay for 13 leads up front. So that's going to be an $884 transaction, you know, several months down the road. And then you can draw from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like.
Okay. That seems fun.
Okay, so you want to get it going?
Sure.
Okay, so today it's just going to be a one-time charge of $250. That's going to include everything, like I said, the background check and everything. Okay, so we will bill you for that. Do you want to put that on the like the same card that you have on file with us?
That's fine.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and get that knocked out for you. Okay, I do need to schedule a call with you and my team. So let me go ahead and pull that up, okay, because we're going to start getting that moving forward for you as well. So let me pull up our calendar here and see what I got available, and then you tell me, because I know how busy you are. So you had to let somebody go, huh?
Yeah, it's been a mess. We had to let a guy go, and we've been hiring, and we're just buying property, and we're opening another division. It's just busy. But that's my up start. That's not even this one. So this one's easy.
Yeah. Oh, you have another company?
Yeah.
What else do you guys do besides garage doors?
I own an outpatient drug and alcohol rehab center.
Mm. Okay. Nice.
We actually have two of them. Third.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
nice.
The nice. Company is
and now you're trying to grow the garage door company now. I see it. Okay.
Well, it's an opportunity for us to train men who are coming back in, who are like, mm-hmm. I need a job. Like, well, we train them how to fix doors, and we take them, and we mm-hmm. show them how to do things, and give them some some jobs. And it's a pretty cool gig, and garage doors are kind of a low. You know, they're a low. They take technical skill, but paid well. And you have to train for a while. So it's a pretty cool little program we got.
Nice. I actually saw the there's a A1 Garage Doors. I don't know if you ever heard of those guys. They're like the biggest garage door company in America, right? Huge, right? And I watched the CEO like do a video one time and just like how like the garage door industry has like changed a lot of people's lives, right? Especially some of these guys that are, you know, like actually selling the jobs. And like, he was talking about how much some of his got, like the money some of the guys are making, like just, you know, doing that. I'm like, wow, it's crazy to see, you know, how some of these guys are like making like $150,000 a year, right? Selling garage doors. So it's just like, but it was pretty fascinating, like how he runs his company and how he's built it up to like over $100 million company like to date. I was just like, it's crazy to see like how big that space is right now. You know?
Well, that's everybody's got a garage.
What's that?
Everybody with money has a garage door.
Yeah, totally. You know,
I mean,
when you buy your house, of course, you got to have a garage door, right? So,
and a few people without money have them. So,
exactly.
Everybody that has money has a garage door. And so,
yeah,
it's a pretty easy, low hanging fruit, really. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So,
what do you need?
I have the card ending in 6129. That's the card you want to, that's the card that works best for you. Okay.
Whatever.
So, let me tell you what I got available next week. Let's see here. Dayton, Ohio, Eastern time. So I got Monday. I could do like a 5 p.m. your time.
Nope.
Not going to work, huh? Okay.
What
about 6 p.m. your time on?
No,
Monday?
No, I was going earlier. It gets worse in the evening.
Oh, it gets worse, huh? I can do Tuesday next week at 10:30 a.m. your time. That works.
10:30 a.m. my time on Tuesday. I think I can do that. Oh, shoot. I'm going to couple. Yeah, I'm putting it in. 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
Splash.
Okay, 10:30 a.m. Okay, so I'm going to put you in right now, okay, for 10:30. Bear with me. Just give me, okay. Vocal slash. I'm putting your email. You're going to get an email on it, too. So what did you end up doing for your birthday?
That's a good question. I hung out with my wife at the house. And then,
nice. Okay.
And then I went to a comedy show the next day.
Nice. Okay. Who'd you see?
A guy named Stavros.
Stavros. There's so many of them. I have to look them up. Was he funny?
Yeah, he's an idiot. I love him. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you like stupid dick jokes, he's great. If you still like fat dick talking about eating too much food, it's that guy. If you like stupid, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I got you. You know, I actually, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I went and saw Dane Cook. I don't know if you remember him or not.
Yeah.
But
another idiot. Yeah, he's great.
He's another idiot. Yeah, total idiot. You know? He used to be really good, but, like, when I saw him, I was like, man, you're not funny anymore. He used to be really funny back in the day. You know?
Yeah,
like, what happened? What'd you do? Like, lost your touch. You know?
Yeah.
I think, like, being a comedian, though, you have to, like, stay in it, like, heavily, or, like, you kind of lose it. You know? So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm putting you down for 10:30 a.m. next Tuesday. Okay? So. We might be 10 minutes late. Don't kill us if that happens.
Okay.
But I am putting you in right now, so you'll be getting an email on that, and then I'll have you all set up here, okay? And then so certain type of things that you're going to need, like, to eventually supply us, right? Obviously, you're going to get emailed from either Pinkerton or Evident ID. Those are the background check companies. The form to fill out is super easy, okay? You have, like, an EIN number, though, for We Fix Garage Doors, correct?
Yeah. Well, that's
okay.
A DBA.
We might need that, like, supplied to us, like, or just, like, a screenshot of that to give to Google. Okay, because there's, like, a whole checklist of documents that will be, like, needed. But my team's going to hold your hand, like, to grab that from you, Taylor, so that, you know, we have everything that we need so we can make this as smoothly and efficient as possible for you. So it's not going to be, like, a ton of documents, but that may be, like, one document we may need from you. Okay? in case, like, we ask for it. Okay?
Sure.
Cool. All righty. Well, I got you all set, and then we will talk to you next Tuesday about this and get it all rolling and moving for you. Okay?
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. I'm glad I was able to finally catch you. I know you're a tough man to get on the phone, but you're gonna really like these leads, and I can't wait to check up on you after we get it like approved and you start using them and seeing how well you like those leads and everything. Okay.
Great. Thanks so much.
Yep. No worries. You can go enjoy the rest of your day. You take care. Bye. Bye.